From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Imagine skiing cross-country as fast as you can until you're tired and then holding absolutely still and trying to hit a target more than 150 feet away. That's what biathletes do over and over every single time they compete. And Idaho is known for producing some world-class biathletes, from Boise native Sarah Studebaker Hall, who competed in two Olympics, to Lyle Nelson of McCall, who competed four times in the Olympic biathlon. Well, now there's a new generation breaking records. 17-year-old Molly Maybach just made the USA team as its youngest biathlete. In fact, she's heading to South Korea to compete in the Winter Youth Olympic Games, which begin on January 20th. She's been competing in the sport for quite a long time, and she's joining us now to talk more about it. Molly, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, Molly, how did you get started in biathlon?
Well, I started Nordic skiing basically when I could walk. And on our Nordic team, we have a trip every year to West Yellowstone for Thanksgiving. And in that trip, there's a try it biathlon where basically like brand new people who have never shot before, they get a little certificate to participate in a novice race. And that's the one I started in.
So where did you start skiing? Because you said you've been Nordic skiing, you know, since the time you could walk.
Yeah, actually, I started in McCall. Me and my family were downhill skiers first. So I competed in alpine skiing before I competed in Nordic. And then we switched over when I was pretty young, me and my brother Nordic skied along with a bunch of other sports. So we started on the McCall Nordic team and then switched to Bogus Basin, and now I'm on Sun Valley.
So tell us about the sport of biathlon. How exactly does it work? Because you ski and you shoot.
Yeah. So a Nordic ski race is just going all out skiing like a specific distance. And biathlon is the same thing. You ski, but you have your rifle on your back. And depending on which race it is, you stop at a mat, shoot at five targets, and then ski another loop.
And I have to say, Molly, I actually really love watching this sport in the Olympics because I think it's so much more difficult than it looks like on TV or when you're watching it.
Yeah.
Because of that stillness that you have to have when you're shooting. So how did you go about really kind of learning that skill? Because I mean, it's things like you have to learn how to like monitor your breathing, right? Slowing your breathing down, like all of these things. Yeah.
Yeah, so those are kind of like the first things you learn when you're starting biathlon. It's really just like building a bunch of like processes into like the end result in a competition. So you really have to learn like your specific breathing pattern. Even when you're skiing, you have to switch from skiing to shooting, sort of your mentality. It's not really about lowering your heart rate, but learning to like be able to control a high heart rate.
So what is it about biathlon that attracted you to it? That, you know, you kind of thought, well, because I mean, here you were Nordic skiing. What was it about adding in this other element to it for you?
Well, I really love Nordic skiing because it's just like an all out, like fitness sort of thing. It's very mental, but biathlon sort of adds another thinking process into the competition because shooting is such a mental sport that it really just added another element to a Nordic race that I really love.
And you've competed all over, as I mentioned, including 2 years ago in Utah. So tell us about that competition.
Yeah, so in Utah, I was the youngest qualifier for the U.S. World Championship team. That was the Youth and Junior World Championships. So those races were, there were 26 countries there. They all came to Utah to do a two-week-long race series. And it's basically just to see who's the best in the world.
And so now here you've made this latest team. You've made the USA team to compete in the Winter Youth Olympics. This is going to be in South Korea. So tell us how you made the team. I mean, is it a race? Do you earn points? How does that work?
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, I was in Minnesota, Mount Itasca, at Youth Olympic Trials. So they hold trials every year, and it's a three race series. So you have a sprint race, an individual, and sometimes a pursuit or maybe another sprint. And based on those results, they take your top two results and they compare them to everyone else and see where you stand.
So what was it like for you to know that you, not only did you make the team, but you're heading to South Korea this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really, like, I don't know if it's set in yet because, it was kind of, it's just like so crazy that I can't even think about like what a big opportunity this is. Cause I never could have imagined that I would be one of the people, that has this opportunity.
And we should note that you're also in high school. You're a junior at Wood River High. So with all of this competition and all of this skiing, when do you have time to fit school in?
Well, I had to turn down, sadly, a trip sort of for school because I have to go at some point. The trip to Estonia I had to turn down. But I mean, my teachers are super supportive. At Wood River, they have like a whole school board for skiers. So skiers in the second trimester of school have less classes. They maybe have easier classes and teachers know that they'll be missing school. But for things like this, where I'll be missing 2 weeks, I have a lot of my work done online and I just have to work extra to get it done early.
And you ski with the Sun Valley Ski Foundation, correct? What is that? So what's this foundation?
SVSEF is just like the broad winter sports program. I'm on the Nordic team, so we have like there's the Alpine team, the Big Mountain team. There's so many like teams in SVSEF that they just had to clump it all into one. To help all of the winter athletes.
So what happens after South Korea? What's next for you?
Well, for my division, there are junior national qualifiers, which a few of them I am missing. But after South Korea, I will come back here, get on my skis again, and just do some more races.
Are you hoping at some point to make the U.S. Olympic team? I mean, because, but that won't be for what, another 4 years? And two years?
Yeah, I think it's in 4 years.
It's in 4 years, right? 2028. Yeah.
Yeah, the summer one is in 2 years. I don't know. I feel like this is a big step in sort of like that process, just familiarizing myself with qualification and like Olympic experience. So it is a big goal for me, but obviously that's for a select amount of athletes. So that would be a very big goal.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you in all of this. And I do believe that next Winter Olympics are 2026. I Googled it while we were talking because, you know, I'm sure someone would let us know about that.
Yeah.
Molly, best of luck to you in South Korea. It was really great talking with you.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
We've been talking with 17-year-old biathlete Molly Maybach. She is one of just three young American women chosen to take part in the South Korean Youth Games later this month. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.